Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
During his time as a Razorback, he helped Arkansas win a share of the SEC West title.
Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete!
Touchdown!
Oh, my! It's time to talk with Matt Jones, brought to you by Kaufman by Design West. Visit their entire selection at KaufmanLumber.com. Now, let's talk to Razorback great Matt Jones.
MJ, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
We just, we're down here at the SEC Media Days in Atlanta at the College Football Hall of Fame, and right in front of us, the Heisman Trophy's been here for the last 2 days. A guy just came in and took it out, and not often you see the Heisman Trophy being just carried around, and I think they're getting ready to put it on the Marty and McGee set, and then right in front of us is Bryce Young's jersey, which he came by, and they've got a little thing, I guess, you know, the College Football Hall of Fame, whoever the Heisman Trophy winner is, gets a special display, and he had his picture beside it. That's what's really cool. That's the difference, guys, between doing this event here and in Hoover, Alabama. It's just a cool environment, and you've got all this history, and it's just really a cool place.
And there's got to be better places to eat in Atlanta. Not to knock on Hoover, but you got to be eating good, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Lots of Chick-fil-A's.
they got a Chick-fil-A connected to the darn College Football Hall of Fame, if you can believe that. And, Matt, you know what is here? You know what? I've been here plenty of times. But you know what they always have on display? A lot of times they have rotating displays. But there's one display, one football they always have when I come here. You know what it is?
I don't know which one it is.
It is one of your footballs from, it was the 7 overtime game. They've got that displayed, for the Ole Miss game.
Oh, how cool. I haven't been there. I think you sent me some pictures and stuff from there a couple of years ago, but I haven't been to that one because when I was there, it was in Birmingham.
Yeah, it's really outstanding. By the way, guys, too, did you pick up on what Marty and McGee said about we'll see you guys soon? Did you hear it?
Yeah,
say that for,
sure did.
So
did that sound like the Cincinnati game to y'all?
Well, that's what Trey and I have been discussing. Trey, what are you? What's your insight? What you think? Look, you just looked at the schedule, a comparison with the other games that are available to them.
Yeah. So week one, you've got a big game with Georgia and Oregon here in Atlanta.
Dan Lanning's a new coach,
yeah,
and that
and obviously
probably won't do that one.
Defending national champion. Yeah. So maybe they're here. And then I would think Arkansas-South Carolina week two. Because
two upcoming coaches. You know,
the only other SEC game that week is Florida and Kentucky.
Yeah, and that doesn't have a lot of sizzle to it.
No.
Yeah, Sam Pittman, who's obviously turned the program around, and Shane Beamer, who's supposedly got it going the right direction. How cool would that be to have them up there? And
they were there in week two last year for Texas.
That's right.
Remember, Paul Feinbaum threw the Texas helmet
down. Helmet.
And then Texas sent a bill to the SEC network for the helmet.
Did they really? Oh, what jerks. What
that was
jerks.
The show I was on.
Yeah,
yeah, you were on the show before that happened.
Yeah,
I think
that's right.
Yeah, it's amazing, Matt, the difference in, Marty and McGee. You know, did you hear? Matter of fact, that'd be a great clip to get RJ. You know, they love Sam Pittman. I mean, you can't find anybody who says anything negative, to be honest with you, about Pittman. I mean, just the whole – you know, just the
he's authentic. I think that's the big thing you got to be. He's real. Where does all the media? Where's the SEC media people have the Hogs finishing this year?
We vote at the end of the week, and so that's one of my questions. I think can we end up third behind A&M and Alabama? That would be the question. You know, and of course I'm thinking or fourth. Yeah, Alabama, Georgia, A&M and Arkansas would be fourth, I think, overall. Now, if they did it by East and West, same thing. Would we be third in the West behind Alabama and A&M? You agree with that, Justin, Matt?
Yeah, but I would be disappointed if we're behind A&M.
I feel like we
get a chance to be as good as them, and I'd like to curb stomp them again.
Matt, what do you think?
I think if our quarterback's healthy, I think that's 7 wins right there if KJ's healthy all year. I mean, minimum.
Roger, RJ, do you think that we'll be picked ahead of A&M when this vote at the end of the week?
No, I think it'll be behind A&M.
Yeah, even though we beat them last year 20-10, they got all these stars everywhere. We beat them last year, and of course it's down at Jerry's World again. And I'm like you, I just don't think that they will. The media, they're enamored with Jimbo.
I think they finished third in the media voting.
In the West. Yeah, I do too.
Alabama, A&M, Arkansas.
But I think if they did, and do they do an overall poll?
Yes. You vote for the overall SEC champion, but that has to be the person the team you pick to win the West and the East. It can't be someone else.
So would you say if we finished third in the West, let's say, would that mean we're the fourth best team in the ACC total?
Oh, I would think so. But they don't rank it that way, but I would think so. Yeah.
Who else in the East is ahead of us besides
Georgia?
Now, I'm telling you, Tennessee's getting a lot of love. You know, yep. Tennessee, and they've got an excellent quarterback, and that guy's doing. You know, Josh Heupel did a great
Tennessee
job.
Didn't Tennessee get a lot of love last year?
Yeah, he did a good job. You know, he's another guy that doesn't look like a. He's like the guy.
They got a lot of love. And ran out of mustard.
Yeah, but they got an excellent quarterback. Matt, have you seen that? Did you watch that guy play? Is it
Hooker?
Hooker? Did you see him play last year?
It's kind of hard remembering. I don't remember watching him play last year.
Yeah, he was. He's a big kid. He's a strong kid. He's like KJ, and he put up some big time numbers.
Seem like Tennessee would be one of the most overrated teams. It seems like over the past few years, it seems like they're always like, it's Tennessee's year. Tennessee's about to come back and do good, and then you know they go 6-6 again.
Yeah, I agree. They always seem to be a bit of a popular pick,
kind of like you know Texas.
I mean? And I still have nightmares of Jason Witten going right down the middle catching a touchdown. I never vote for Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think full transparency.
I think there should be a place here in the College Football Hall of Fame for players who played in the most overtimes.
I agree.
Because Matt would be the winner because you had 7-7-6, right? Did you have any more besides those three?
And a two.
Alabama.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, that is crazy. Now, I don't think we've asked you this since you've started doing the show with us. Do you like the new overtime rules, different than when you played?
I bet I'm not clear. I bet I'm not 100% clear on the new overtime rules.
Basically, what is it? After the second one, Trey, you go for two points after the second overtime. Pretty quick. I mean, they immediately, you know, instead of going to seven.
But that's all you do is go for 2 points.
One play, right?
Right.
Is it one play? I think it's one play, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it when Matt played.
I like that after two or three or four overtimes. Maybe after the fourth overtime. I don't know. I thought the rules were fine, honestly. I mean,
when Matt played, I believe when you got to the third overtime, instead of kicking the extra point, you had to go for two if you scored.
That's it. Yeah.
You could still kick a field goal, but you had to.
And you could still go for two after the first overtime if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you wanted to, you're right. Yeah.
Well, all I know is that those were some of the craziest games to watch. And of course, you know, A&M and LSU did one of those, went a little bit longer, but. I know what they're talking about, the exhaustion, but from an entertainment standpoint.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch.
It was.
And, Baz, you were at Channel 4 way back in the day. I was there back in the day, and that 7-overtime game in Oxford, I was a sports photographer for Channel 4.
Were you there shooting the game?
To go back and shoot over the first quarter of the game because the game went so long, ran out of tape.
So I rewound the tape.
Oh, I remember
and shot over the
that.
First quarter for the late overtimes.
Wow. You're the king of that. I do want to thank Kaufman by Design West for sponsoring Matt each week. And so Matt, did you watch, I know you're a golf guy, did you watch the British Open at all? Did you pay attention to golf?
I did. How was that theater? I know Trey had to watch that, and Cameron Smith just making putts. And I thought Rory was just going to be able to do his thing, and he'd get a couple to drop here and there, and he'd get to that 20-under number. But that was fun. That was fun to watch.
I think we ought to get all of us together. Get Matt Jones, Justin Moore, Trey Schapp, all to the golf course together.
Roger Scott.
And then me, Roger, and RJ. Three will be the comic relief.
No, Roger's playing.
Oh, he's your coach, but
I'm his coach.
He hadn't been playing much.
Well, I need to coach him up. He needs to play. He can wear one of those adult diapers.
Thank you, Trey. Thank you for encouraging that.
I'm in. Somebody bring the music. I'm in.
Matt, I don't know if you heard, but Roger and I jumped out of an airplane at 10,000 feet on Friday.
10,500.
What? What's wrong with you guys?
I know. We survived.
Yeah, exactly, Matt.
Now, Basil, you going to get us on the lotion? It's a done deal.
I won't even get on a roller coaster anymore. I mean, jumping out of an airplane. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you and RJ need to hang out together because RJ's the same.
Matt, I was still on the ground and took videos the whole time for him.
I'll be here when you get back.
And Justin says he's not doing it either.
Hey, but Matt, will you drink the milk out of the cereal bowl?
Matt, I said, I don't even want to get in a plane, much less jump out of one.
Oh, man. Well, this is, I was going to ask you too before we let you go, Matt. So going back, what do you remember about SEC Media Days when you were a player? You came to one of them.
It was Jeff Huckabee and myself, and we met at that Fayetteville airport over there and got on one of those little planes with Coach Nutt, and I want to say maybe Kevin Trainer or something. You know, there's like four or five of us in the plane, and we just zipped in and zipped back. We didn't stay the night. I don't know if they stay the night now or what, but it was a real quick trip.
Yeah, that would have been 2000. What was your senior year? What year was that?
It would have been 2004.
They only brought two players back.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah,
up to three.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Matt. It's become such even probably the number of media then, Trey, in 18 years since then. There are 1,000 credentialed media people here. You know, Radio Row has probably, 30, 40 stations?
I think 37 was the number.
But when you're – Go ahead.
I don't think it lasted more than 4 hours when we were there. We came in and did it real quick and had about four or five interviews and blah, 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 and we're back home by dinner.
Yeah, everybody, is looking for content. And, of course, the SEC knows how important it is just to, to keep putting it out there. They've got the biggest TV contracts. The coaches get paid the most. It means more. That's what they say. SEC
right.
just means more. And you can see it reflected here, in the SEC media days.
Yeah.
Well, buddy, always great to hear from you each week. And we're getting close. We're going to see you next. Is it next week at the Countdown to Kickoff?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Listen. If you want to stay at my place, Matt, you can stay. We're not. We got you a suite probably at the hotel somewhere.
I'll give you a – yeah, man, I appreciate you guys. I look forward to it. I'll give you a call, Basil, when you get back or something. We'll figure it out.
All right, Matt. That's Matt Jones. Have a good one, buddy.
See you guys.
Honcho.